All right, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome, dear listeners, you are tuned to Radio Islam International. Yes, just having been returned from the 2 kilometers area, alhamdulillah. Very, very interesting, dear listeners, meeting people of that area. You know, you see the concern people have for da'wah in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah accept them, inshallah, al-aziz. May Allah use us and them for the deen. Ameen. All right, it's now time for the calls, dear listeners. And with me in the studios is Malana Swaib Lazania. We're waiting for the calls to come through for the rapid fire quiz. Ramadan tonight is the second day, day two, the 28th of May 2017. Number to call for the quiz tonight, inshallah, it's 011-854-1558. We're going to be taking on the three first callers, inshallah, first three contestants. Last night we had a few callers, mashallah. The winner for last night was Brother Abdul Hamid Rasool from Indonesia. So number to call, inshallah, if you want to participate in the quiz, it's 011-854-1548. Brother Hafiz Ismail is the engineer. 011-854-Ismail, like he just won the prize, my brother. 011-854-1548 is the number to call, inshallah. We're waiting for the calls to come through. Malik Saib, anything from your side before we listen to the sponsorships for this quiz, brother?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alright, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Short and sweet, my brother. Jazakumullah for that. You're a good boy. And yes, inshallah, brother Hafiz, I'll be sticking on the details on the other side again. 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. My co-host, Maulana Swaib Asani, is talking here. If somebody can just maybe organize a drip for him. We take a break, inshallah. When we come back, we talk to the three contestants. Stay tuned. One of the favorite Nizams of Radio Islam International, lovely Nizam, dear listeners, Asubh Habada. And yes, like we said, it's time for the Ramadan quiz, rapid fire quiz, dear listeners. A whopping 60 grand is up for grabs on this program, inshallah, the Radio Islam rapid fire quiz this Ramadan. And we are waiting for you to claim your share of the loot. So you got to go head to head, inshallah, with two fellow contestants each evening. And so, dear listeners, in this competition, you've got to bend your mind, open up your knowledge around seven questions drawn from themes ranging from Quran Kareem and the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're going to be asking you some general knowledge questions as well. And also, inshallah, added to that is, we're going to be asking you with regards to politics. And the daily winner rakes in 1,000 rands instantly and gets the chance to participate again on the weekend. And like we said last night, inshallah, the overall winner scores a gigantic 25,000 rands. And runner-up gets 4 grand. Every day, inshallah, dear listeners, it's going to be 6 o'clock, the course and weekly finals on Saturdays after the Tarawih Salah. The weekly final, inshallah, this coming Saturday after the Tarawih Salah, just after 9 o'clock. MashaAllah, we do have our contestants on the line. We'd like to welcome our two or three contestants. First contestant we have is Sister Hawa Bibi. Hawa Bibi, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you. Appa, line number one, we're making salam to you. We hope you reply to our salam, G. Sister from Harwick, KZN, are you there, sister? Alright, possible they went to the Harwick Falls for a quick swim. Malala Swaib Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to listeners. We continue, inshallah, but apologies, we have a problem with the telephone lines at Radio Islam International. There is a slight technical glitch. As soon as we up and about, inshallah, we're going to be calling our contestants. We have three contestants, I think one from the Harwick area, second caller from also the Durban area, Malala Swaib.
Gee, I think so. From the, Durban, and third one is from Johannesburg. We are going to call them back, Maulana Kara. It's just that we had to restart our phone system here. So just bear with us for a few minutes, inshallah. We will be with those three contestants that we have them already.
All right. Contestants, one, two, three. If you listen, inshallah, just make sabr. May have some patience. We're going to be calling you shortly, inshallah. We hope the telephone lines can be sorted out. Sister from Harwick, another sister, Ummi Zidan, G. And our third contestant is Brother Muhammad, I think, locally. We're going to be taking a short break, inshallah. Hopefully, our telephone lines will be up and running.
In the meantime, while our engineer is trying to get them back, why don't we speak about your trip this afternoon, your iftar that you went. Alhamdulillah, I was listening in a very informative program that you had. You were interviewing some brothers who used to work in the prison and out of the prison. Very unique karguzar you can give us, Maulana Kara. Tell us your experience.
Jee. Maulana, talking about the Tukumzas area, mashallah, you know, we just came back from there. And like I said earlier, subhanAllah, very, very interesting, Maulana. Really enjoy talking to the people out there, the Imam, the Muslim. Sunday
what is... What part was interesting, Malakar?
Ji?
Which part of it was interesting?
No, every part of it, Malakar. We're not from talking the to the people, inshallah, from the entering the town. Like I said, Malakar, as we entered the masjid, mashallah, quite a bit of youngsters sitting outside the masjid, as young as 7 and 8 in the kurtas, topis, turbans, with tasbihs in their hands. One youngster, mashallah, I just looked at him, a young boy, about 9 years of age, mashallah, turban, miswak in the right hand, the Quran Karim was open, and he was sitting outside reading the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very, very encouraging.
Were they disappointed when they met you?
I'll go back and ask them.
They were expecting a buzrug and after they saw you, they might be disappointed.
Mashallah, Malana, you know, we spoke to many people. Many of them, alhamdulillah, accepted Islam in the last few months and years. And Malana Riyal dies, the Imam Sahib, mashallah, graduated in Newcastle. He made imamat in Cape Town for a short while, but he says there was a need, there was a call for the for somebody to come to the Tukumthras area. He felt the need is here, subhanAllah. He left everything there, left the family there, and he came to Tukumthras. He's here for approximately 8 years. Alhamdulillah, very, very active in da'wah idallahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. And one of the new Muslims, mashallah, many of them spent 4 months in the path of Allah. I don't know when last you spent 3 days, Malana, in Jamaat, possibly in the last, I think 2001, you spent 3 days last. But anyway, the brother last year went 4 months to England, Pakistan, Bangladesh. He talks about his experiences. And this year, Malana, he's just come back from 4 months, parallel Jamaat. Allah reward him, subhanAllah.
Yes,
and there was another youngster, he accepted Islam about 2 years ago. And speaking to him just before the Asr Salah, what he said is, inshallah, he says, make dua. I really want to, inshallah, just go to a madrasa. I want to start the alim course. His parents accepted Islam just a couple of months ago. Mm-hmm. Real eye-openers, Malana, really. Wallahi, eye-openers. It makes us think, you know, these people, wallahi, the value, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Mali Sahib, I don't know if you spoke, you heard the interview with the brother who spent half his life in jail.
Yes, 23
years in jail. He says, I'm a good man, but if you try your chances with me, I'm going to whack you and I'm going to rob you. MashaAllah, very, very good person, Mali Sahib. He's a changed man, subhanAllah, tasbih in his hand. This is the effect of iman in a person's heart. It changes him, Allah. His entire outlook to life changes. Wallah, there was a youngster, we were talking about Syria, we were talking about the situation in Africa. What he said is, he says, the best cure. He also accepted Islam, I think about 4 years ago. What he says, the best cure for all ills and suffering today is that every one of us, inshallah, should turn to Almighty Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. We've got to express our sincere regret and apology for the misdeeds. And we should pledge, inshallah, to keep away from the disobedience of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. What he also says, Malana, that we got to make sure, inshallah, the imams and also that the Medan brothers in the area, we got to make sure, inshallah, that every person, male in that area, come to the masjid for the five-time salah. He says, this should be our fikr and our concern. And what he says also is, subhanAllah, he pointed out to two youngsters. He says, these two youngsters were brought to the masjid. So even the kids, even the children, should be taught to cultivate the habit for salah. And we spoke about the verse of the Quran Kareem that, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bisabri wassalah. Allah has emphasized this in the Quran Kareem that all those who have iman, seek the help of Almighty Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, with sabr in namaz, perseverance in salah, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is with the sabirin. Allah is with those people or observe patience. Jamalan Asab, we spoke quite a bit now, inshallah, it's over to you, and we hope that our telephone lines are up and running.
Are you done with your bayan now? Can you continue?
Bayan is done, inshallah. Hafiz Sahib, Engineer Sahib, do we have our telephone lines running, inshallah?
We've got two more callers, just waiting for one more caller to get on the line, inshallah. We will start very shortly. But finally, I want to ask you, give a long report back. In that long report back, what will be one lesson that you took, Malan Akra? Tell us, what would one thing that you learned today?
Maulana, let's learn how to value our iman, really.
Subhanallah, mashallah.
Well said from a buzruk, jazakumullah. Alright, engineer sahab, my brother, stop giggling on the other side. Can we go ahead? It's almost time for the Taraweeh Salah. We have limited time, mashallah. Hafizat Ismail, always smiling. Allah keep him smiling for always. Adhakallahu sinnak. Wonderful, wonderful character, mashallah. What is Swaib sahab, inshallah, let's, can you have a seat? We have our three contestants on the line. Let's take Hawa Bibi from Hawik KZN. Hawa Bibi, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you. Abba, are you there?
Yeah, I'm alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All right, jazakumullah. Don't talk too loud also, sister. Just medium pace, okay? You've got 60 seconds to answer about 7 questions, okay, Abba?
Si.
And the winner gets 1,000 rands.
Okay.
All right.
Si.
Okay. Any questions we have, Abba?
No.
Nothing at all?
Nothing.
All right, or forever hold your silence. Can we go ahead?
Bismillah.
Bismillah. Here goes the question, Zappa. Which uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accompanied him in the second pledge of Aqaba? One, Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Three, Abu Talib. One, two, or three?
Three.
How do you spell the word amateur?
A-M-A-T-E-U-R.
Under whose leadership did the Muslims conquer Egypt? One, Yazid bin Muawiyah. Two, Khalid bin Walid. Or three, Amr bin As radiallahu anhu.
Number two, Khalid bin Walid.
What does the word Ababil mean in Surah Fil? Ababil.
Pass.
What is the biggest desert in the world?
The Sahara Desert.
In which year was fasting in the month of Ramadan made compulsory? One, two after Hijrah. Two, three after Hijrah. Number three, four after Hijrah.
Number two.
Who is the current Minister of Police in South Africa?
Fikile Mbalula.
Sorry?
Fikile Mbalula.
Fikile Mbalula.
Yes.
And how do you spell Balula, Pa?
M-B-A-L-U.
So Balula, you forgot to say the M, Pa?
Oh, Mbalula.
All right, that's better. Jazakumullah. Fikile Mbalula. Fakile Balula. Jazakumullah. Appa, you got 1, 2, 3 right. Monis Faib Saab, am I correct?
Ji, 100% it is correct.
Appa, you done very, very well. MashaAllah. 3 out of 7. Excellent. Appa from KZN. How we care here. MashaAllah. Amateur, you spelled correctly as well. Ababil, what did you say, Appa? You don't know what's the answer.
I forgot.
You went to school in Madrasa, I'm sure, Appa?
Ji.
Results were good in school in Madrasa? Okay. The word Ababil in Suratul Fil means, when he swipes up, it means flocks. Okay, Appa?
Si.
You understood?
Si.
All right, Si. Say Si with a good heart, like you sound positive, like you know what it means now. Okay. Jazakumullah.
Si.
3 out of 7, mashallah, Appa. Keep it up, we'll tell you who the winner is for tonight, okay?
Ameen.
MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah increase us all in ilm and knowledge. Well, it's Faib Saab, we have another caller, Ummi Zaidan. Ummi Zaidan. What is it? Ummi Zaidan. You can speak to him, Ali Faib Saab, inshallah. Appa, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaikum assalam.
Maybe ask you, where are you calling from, Appa?
Lanesha.
Oh, Lanesha, MashaAllah. Okay, Ali Faib Saab, go ahead, brother.
Sister, do you have any questions before we proceed?
No,
exactly. Okay, you will be given 60 seconds to answer 7 questions, okay?
Okay.
Let's start. For how many years did Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha live with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Number 1, 10 years. Number 2, 20 years. Or number 3, 25 years?
Number 2.
How do you spell the word pronunciation?
P-R-O-N-O-U-N-C-I-A-T-I-O-N.
When Umar radiallahu anhu was stabbed, who did he deputize to lead the Salah until the appointment of a new Khalifa? Number 1, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. Number 2, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu. Or number 3, Hazrat Suhaib radiallahu anhu.
Number 1.
What does the word
As-Samad mean
in Surah Ikhlas? What is the lowest point on earth? The Sahabi used to give Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's grandson Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu 100,000 dirhams.
Right, so save the clock when you can inshallah tell us the questions after 10 o'clock tonight, okay? After 10 o'clock when we close the radio station down, we can go ahead and continue your bayan. Alright, Mani save up, you were saying, G, mouth.
No, it's fine. I finished the question now.
All right.
You interrupted me.
Sorry for that. Appa, you have 1, 2 right. When you say, Saab, am I right? Just one right.
Ji, I have one only.
One right, Appa. Sister, are you there?
Ji.
Okay. Just a clarification, sister. How do you spell pronunciation?
P-R-O.
Just keep the dog a bit quiet there, Appa. The dog's barking quite loud. I can't hear.
P-R-O.
Ji.
N-O-U-N-C-I-C-I-A-T-I-O-N.
Okay, but initially you spelled it up as P-R-O-N-O-N-C-I-A-T-I-O-N, okay?
Yes.
Jeez. You pronounce it as pronunciation.
Even this time, Olana, instead of you, the sister said you.
No, it's fine, inshallah, we're all learning about. Jazakallah, okay. Good attempt, mashallah, jazakallah for contesting about. All the luck, inshallah, you can call us back again.
Well, for the benefit of the listeners, why don't you mention the correct answers?
Okay. For how many years did Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha live with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? 10 years, 20 years, or 25 years? The correct answer there was 25 years. When Umar radiallahu ta'ala anha was stabbed, who did he deputize to lead the salah until the appointment of a new khalifa? We asked you, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, or Sayyidina Suhaib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Shaym al Suhaib sahab. The answer there was Sayyidina Suhaib radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa rada anhu. What does the word As-Samad mean in Surah Ikhlas? It means independent. What is the lowest point on earth? Hafiz up you, smiling on the other side. What is the lowest point on the earth, my brother? Sorry, the ground. Not the ground. Opafet, not Opafet, my brother. It is the Dead Sea. The lowest point of the earth is the Dead Sea. And yes, that is the questions. Let's welcome our third contestant on the line. Somebody saves up. The first contestant's got three. Second contestant, Appa from Lens, one right. And let's see, brother Muhammad, how does he fare? Muhammad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to my brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alright, my brother, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, yourself?
MashaAllah, jazakumullah, alhamdulillah. Tell us a little bit about yourself, my brother, just what your name is, where you come from. Not too much about yourself. We don't know what you smoke and how much you smoke and what you do. Just tell us your name and where you come from.
My name is Muhammad from Joburg.
Muhammad from Joburg. Okay. Muhammad, are you ready, my brother?
Jee,
not Muhammad, Muhammad, Muhammad. Lovely name you have.
Muhammad,
mashallah, Jee. Are you ready, Muhammad? Any questions you have?
No questions.
Okay. Let's go ahead. 60 seconds to answer 7 questions. You've got to get 3 right or more to win, okay? 3 right, then we're going to be having a sudden death question. And if you get 4 right, inshallah, you're going to be the winner for tonight's words. 1,000 rands in your pocket.
Inshallah.
Okay, my brother, all the luck, okay? Here goes your questions. Okay. Which wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gifted her turn with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha? 1. Sayyidina Hafsa, Sayyidina Juwayriya radiallahu ta'ala anha, or 3. Sayyidina Sauda radiallahu ta'ala anha? 1, 2, or 3?
Number 3.
How do you spell the word Caribbean?
C-A-R-I-B-B-E-A-N.
Abdul Mundir, Abul Mundir is the kunyat or the agnomen of 1. Ka'b bin Malik, 2. Ubay bin Ka'b, or 3. Ka'b bin Zayd radiallahu anhum. 1, 2, or 3?
1. Ka'b bin Malik.
What does the word Al-Hatab mean in Surah Al-Lahab? Al-Hatab.
Water. Wood.
Which is the river that carries the maximum quantity of water into the sea? Muhammad bin Sirin Rahmatullahi's mother was a slave woman belonging to 1. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, 2. Sayyidina Umar, or 3. Sayyidina Uthman.
Uthman.
Premier of Gauteng, what's his name?
Pass.
Kholapani Mutlanti. See, am I correct?
No. This is the Vice President.
That's not the Vice President, my brother. That was one of the truckers in the field who went hunting with me. Alright, Khonopani Mutlampo. The Premier of Gauteng is David Makura.
David.
Who?
David Makura.
David Makura, he is a Premier of Gauteng. Okay, my brother, we learned something today. Alright, Smolly Swave Sub, how many do we have right here? We got 3.
Gee, but question 5, Malana, question 4, he changed his answer. His first answer was water, and then he said wood. So is it fine? We need to just look at our rules and get back.
Inshallah, I think it's family same time. He said water, and when his wife smacked him awake, then he said wood, so it's given, inshallah.
Okay.
If it's okay with you, Malana Saib Saab, engineer Saab, if it's okay with you, he corrected himself in the 60 seconds.
Gee, okay.
All right, Jazakumullah. So we have 3 out of 7, and the first contestant also 3 out of 7. Mashallah, we're going to be having a sudden death question. Let's see who's the winner for tonight's quiz. 1,000 rand. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome to this is 6:30. You are on Trade Islam International. Yesterday is the rapid fire quiz, day number 2, Sunday, 28th of May 2017, and we come to the finals for tonight. It's a sudden death question. We have sister Ummi Hawa Bibi.
No, not Ummi, just Hawa Bibi.
Alright, just sister Hawa Bibi versus brother Muhammad. She had 3 points and brother Muhammad had 3 points. Hawa Bibi, we welcome you once again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Ben.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sorry?
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, ameen. Jazakumullah. Ameen. Ameen to the dua. We also have line number 2. We have contestant, brother Muhammad from Joburg. Muhammad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to your brother.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah. Alright, contestants, Hawa Bibi as well as brother Muhammad, we're going to be asking you one question each, okay? One question each. You've got to say the correct answer, or your answer's got to be correct to the closest answer.
Yes.
Whoever is closest to the correct answer or gives the correct answer is the winner.
Okay, how much time do we have?
You ask too many questions, brother. How many time do you want? You want 20 minutes, we can give you 15 minutes. Just now is Tarawih Namaz. How much of time do you want?
Minute is fine.
Che?
1 minute.
1 minute is fine. No, my brother, 1 minute is too long. We're going to be giving you only 7 seconds, okay?
Okay.
Appa, you heard 7 seconds to answer the question. Okay. Can you just keep the... Who was the... Alright, okay. Appa, here goes your question. Hawa Bibi, are you there? Alright, here goes your question, sister. You got 7 seconds to answer. Okay, say something within 7 seconds.
Okay.
All right. In which year of the Hijra did the Muslims conquer Damascus?
788.
All right. You say 788. We'll send you the answer correctly, inshallah, shortly. All right. 788. Mashallah. Brother Muhammad, are you there?
Yes.
All right. Here goes your question, my brother. 7 seconds to answer, okay?
Yes.
All right. Please wave, sir.
Go ahead, my brother.
Tikrit, okay, was conquered in the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhuma in the year Tikrit is in Iraq. In which year?
15.
What is Raibsaf? He says 15. Now we just got to ascertain what it said within the 7 second period, or was it while the gong was going? You tell us, my brother, it's all in your hands.
He said 15, but I'm not sure when the answer came. I think we just have to listen to it again in the background. We can go for a nasheed break and inshallah we can decide. But I think the time was up after that he answered, but you can double check and come back to the listening.
We're going to be taking a short break, brother Muhammad, and we'll tell you, inshallah, who the winner is, okay?
Okay, inshallah.
Why didn't you say the answer quicker? It should have made our life easy as well.
Tell him the answer and we can go for a break.
All right. In which year of the Hijra did the Muslims conquer Damascus? That was a question posed to the sister from Hawick. The correct answer, when he says, is 14 after Hijra. The upper said 7 after Hijra.
Hmm.
7 after Hijra. Okay. So she was 7 years behind the correct answer.
Sure.
Not a bad guess at all. Tikrit. Where's Tikrit, my brother?
Iran.
Iran?
Iraq.
Okay, Tikrit is in Iraq. It was conquered in the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhuma in the year. The correct answer is 16 after Hijra. You said 15 after Hijra. But we just got to see now. Did you give the answer within the 7 second time? All right, we're going to tell you, inshallah, in a bit or two. Don't go away.
الصبح بدأ 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 بدأ الصبح بدأ الصبح بدأ من طلعته والليل الدجى من وفرته فأقروا سلا فضلا وعلا أهدى السبلا بدلالته
Welcome once again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. To announce a winner for tonight, inshallah, we have Maulana Swaib Sahab, Brother Muhammad. Anything you want to say, don't hit me, hit him. Maulana Swaib Sahab, who's the winner for today? You're the moderator for today, mashallah. And was the answer Brother Muhammad said within the 7 seconds? Kindly explain, G.
G, Maulana, it's easy to pass the buck on to other person and blame me and say that you mustn't get hiding in the street. I must rather take the hiding. But inshallah, Brother Muhammad will get another turn to come on Radio Islam. But we are trying to follow the rules, whatever the rules are. And Brother Muhammad, he took more than 7 seconds to give that answer, whereas sister gave her answer within 7 seconds. So even if he had to say something which he didn't say it within the time frame, so unfortunately that's why we give 7 seconds, so people don't go on Google or get help from other people. Within the spur of the moment you need to answer, and it was after the 7 seconds, so unfortunately we cannot give that point to Brother Muhammad.
Gee, Brother Muhammad, are you there?
Gee.
You know what, last night somebody said on the airways, Brother Abdul Hamid said, Mali Swaib is a very, very humble man, all of that. Tell him Masallah his words. Today we see his other side, my brother.
No problem.
I'm just trying to be fair, Mulana Kara.
Okay, Muhammad, rules are rules, my brother. What happens is you've got to say the answer before the gong goes. So you just started
inshallah
giving the correct answer after the gong went. Sorry, my brother. Apologies. Try again next time, inshallah, okay?
Jazakallah.
Take care. Dua to request it, my brother. We talk again soon, okay?
Amen.
All right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Muhammad. Appa, Hawa Bibi, are you there, sister?
She.
You're the winner for tonight, sister. And sorry?
Jazakallah.
I mean, inshallah, but just a small correction there. The price money has now been changed. Abba, it's no more 1,000 rands. It's going to be 95 rands for tonight. All right, anyway, inshallah, we'll give you 1,000 rands.
Weekly finals, inshallah.
All right, Abba, you're going to come to the weekly finals. You're the winner of 1,000 rands for tonight, okay? Well done, mashallah, and congratulations.
Jazakallah so much.
I mean, dua requested. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam.